Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, September 15th, 2023. I'm Rob Dunwood. X, formerly Twitter, has launched government ID-based account verification for paid users to prevent impersonation mostly everywhere except for the EU, the European Economic Area, and the UK. X has partnered with Israel-based Authentix for identity verification solutions and notes that data may be stored for up to 30 days. It's not immediately clear what benefits X users who verify their identity get beyond prior to our support, but in a statement, the company said X currently focuses on account authentication to prevent impersonation and may explore additional measures such as ensuring users have access to age-appropriate content and protecting against spam and malicious accounts to maintain integrity on the platform and safeguard healthy conversations. Google Thursday reached a $93 million settlement with the state of California for misleading consumers about location tracking practices. Google was able to profile people and target them with advertising even if they turned off their location history and deceived people about their ability to block ads they did not want. Google didn't admit liability in agreeing to settle, but must disclose more about how it tracks people's whereabouts and what it does with data it collects going forward. TikTok has been fined 345 million euros after the Irish Data Protection Commission, or DPC, which regulates TikTok across the EU, said that the social media giant committed multiple breaches of GDPR rules, including failing to shield underage users' content from public view. The DPC ruled that TikTok, which has a minimum user age of 13, did not properly take into account the risks posed to underage users who gain access to the platform. It said the public setting by default process allowed anyone to view social media content posted by those users. After French regulators ordered a ban on iPhone 12 sales in France after finding that its specific absorption rate exceeded legal limits, Apple says that it will release a software update for iPhone 12 users in the country to accommodate the protocol used by French regulators. Apple has dismissed the claims and says that this is related to a specific testing protocol used by French regulators and not a safety concern with the iPhone 12 itself. After Financial Times report that some teams at Meta had evaluated whether to show ads in its list of conversations with contacts on WhatsApp's home screen, Meta today completely denied the claim. Analysts have long speculated that WhatsApp will eventually serve ads to its over 2 billion daily users, but the company has thus far resisted, instead charging WhatsApp Business merchants, which has over 200 million monthly active users, for certain services. On the heels of the successful Arm IPO, which gained over 25% on its first day of trading, grocery delivery app Instacart on Friday raised the proposed price range for its initial public offering, revising its terms to target a fully diluted valuation of up to $10 billion. Instacart said it is now seeking to sell 22 million shares at $28 to $30 each, up from $26 to $28, and will fetch $660 million, compared with an earlier target of $616 million at the top end of the range. Microsoft's MSN portal published a garbled, seemingly AI-generated article that derided former NBA player Brandon Hunter, who passed away unexpectedly at the age of 42 earlier this week. Brandon Hunter is useless at 42, read the article, which was quickly called out on social media. The rest of the brief report is even more incomprehensible, informing readers that Hunter handed away after achieving vital success as a head for the Bobcats and performed in 67 video games. Right on the heels of California passing the most expansive Right to Repair Act in the nation's history, Google confirms that it currently offers no repair options for Pixel Watch cracked screens. A Google spokesperson told The Verge, "At the moment, we don't have any repair option for the Google Pixel Watch. If your watch is damaged, you can contact the Google Pixel Watch customer service support team to check your replacement options." And finally, Salesforce is planning to hire at least 3,300 new employees in sales, engineering, and data cloud as the company enters into new areas such as generative AI. The recruitment drive comes after Salesforce laid off 8,000 employees in January, and the plan does include rehiring some of those employees. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and all the links to the headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.